Mavericks coach Chris Hanks with us. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hectic weekend, a productive weekend for your ball club. You get the four-game sweep against New Mexico Islands at Saplesio. You get on the bus. You head to Denver. You play yesterday in a doubleheader against Regis. You get two wins there. It was a busy weekend for your ball club.
Yeah, you know, that's something we had never done, you know, and the guys viewed it as a real challenge, you know, getting on that bus right after we played Highlands, going to Denver and playing a fresh Regis team who hadn't, you know, played or used their pitching yet. And our guys actually really, really played well yesterday.
And I know when we talked to you after the game on Friday night that, you know, that was kind of the plan already, that you'd probably leave the ballpark on Sunday after that final game against Highlands, go over to play Regis Tuesday or Monday, and end up being Monday that you played them, that you guys were kind of excited about that opportunity, kind of like old school minor league baseball, right? Just hop on the bus or the ballpark and go on the next go on to the next city.
Well, that's what we talked to him about that. We said, well, you guys want to play pro baseball, this is what it's like, and it's a challenge, and I know they viewed it as a challenge, and I actually thought we were quite a bit sharper yesterday than we were against Highlands, especially in the last two games. I think they were stimulated a little bit by the challenge at hand.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa baseball team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And you used a couple of guys to start yesterday that it's not normally what they do. Jared Urey, who saw come out of the pen on Friday night in relief of Andrew Morris. He got the start in game one, pitched really well, went seven innings in that one. And then in game two was Gage Edwards getting his first collegiate start. He picks up the victory there. So a couple of guys in unfamiliar roles delivering in a big way yesterday, Chris.
Well, yeah, they did, you know, and Jared did actually, he had started earlier in the year, I think first game of the year, the game we lost. And it was a good opportunity for us to put some guys, as you mentioned, in unfamiliar roles. And as you get to the end of the year, you know, you want to get some guys' inning counts up and, you know, see what other guys can be additional starters, you know, if you get caught in tournaments in a loser's bracket and, you know, where you have to play those extra games, it's good to have some other guys developed.
Well, and yesterday, certainly, like has been the case all season long with your top-ranked offense, scoring plenty of runs for both Jared and Gage yesterday in getting those two wins. The first one was 14-1. And another good couple of ball games for Hayden McGeary. 2-for-5, couple of runs scored, 4 runs knocked in that first game at his 12th home run of the season. You know, Matt Turner had another sensational day, hit his 15th home run of the season yesterday as well. Of course, he won the second game also 12-8, and Matt getting the job done in that second game. I think it's been kind of fun. We had Hayden on a week or so ago, and he talked about the kind of the Marison Mantle home run battle between him and Matthew Turner on your ball club, Chris. That's kind of some fun, competitive, environment for those two hitters who are hitting it really well right now.
Yeah, they are, and those kids are sure fun to be around. You know, there's a little banter going on, and a little competition, a good healthy competition. You just hope that, as a coach, guys aren't going to the plate only thinking that, because they quickly find out that they hit better if they just try to get hits. And they stay away from the big swings.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. So, Chris, an 18-game winning streak for your ball club. The 6-0 weekend this past weekend. Certainly your offense, your pitching have both have really been clicking, but an impressive streak considering how good the RMAC is with the UCCSs and the Metro States and some of those ball clubs being nationally ranked like your team. That 18 wins in a row is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, you know, we're real happy with our guys. We still think we can play better. This group of kids, they're extremely close. They really get along well and operate well together. So we still have a lot in front of us we want to achieve. We'll keep trying to build and improve.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team, with us. Up next, we hope, Colorado Christian. But that may not happen this coming weekend because they have some positive COVID tests and the Cougars program. What's the latest? What have you heard about the status of that series at Seplesio this weekend?
Well, nothing's definitive yet, but it's looking like we'll probably have an off weekend, and that series will most likely be moved to May 13th, 14th, 15th, or that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We had, you know, with everything being changed this year, we created a bye weekend the weekend after conference play ended for this very purpose. And there's already some other teams in the league who are going to have to use it. It appears as though right now we'll probably be off this weekend, then we'll go to Pueblo, then we'll come home to play this Christian series the weekend before the conference tournament starts. That's what it looks like today.
All right, Chris, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And when you face Colorado Christian, we'll talk more about them coming up. But I appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on another successful weekend. Sorry I didn't get a chance to see you Friday. We were having some technical problems upstairs and didn't. You're probably fine. You're like, I don't need to see that guy. So you're probably fine not seeing me. So
I kind of felt like maybe I was in trouble, right? Done something wrong or you didn't want
no, to. No, no. Come on. You know, you're my boy, Blue. You're okay. You're my guy.
You're my boy, Blue.
No, we're having all kinds of issues. Thanks to Mark Mancuso, by the way, and Dave Yonke for helping us get some of those things figured out up in the booth Friday night. But, hey, congratulations on another great successful weekend for the ball club, and I'll talk to you soon, Chris.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Chris Hanks. I want to go down and see Chris and Jeff and John and all the guys, but we're having some technical problems and didn't get a chance to get down there.
What'd you break?